Science, Education, and the Arts since 1985. SciSimsFoundation.org.
Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news, as he does every Friday morning. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne. Happy New Year.
Thank you. The Virginia General Assembly will convene next Wednesday for a 60-day session, and Governor Bob McDonnell will make his last hurrah Wednesday evening.
And the clock is ticking down on this administration. The governor will clearly provide a valedictory in his farewell address on Wednesday. He'll talk a lot about his accomplishments. He'll talk a lot about that transportation fix, that tax-fattened transportation fix. He's likely to say little, though, about his embarrassments, most notably this Giftgate scandal, and the possibility that he and his wife could face indictment on leaving office a week from tomorrow. P.S., the taxpayers are on the hook for another $200K, it appears, and the legal bill that Virginians have picked up to represent the governor's office in this continuing investigation is now approaching $800,000. The governor will probably touch on ethics reform, if only briefly. Of course, he's not going to be around to press for these changes. And the legislature is generally better at talking about cracking down on ethics than actually implementing a crackdown. So expect a lot of a lot of noise, but perhaps not a lot of substance. This is going to be a budget session. The governor will put in place, or he will lay out, a behemoth of a budget approaching $100 billion for the biennium. And this will be the fiscal cornerstone of his legacy. I expect the legislature and the new governor to kind of tamper around the corners a bit. And that may include some additional dollars for mental health reform, which is an issue that has flared anew for this administration following the attack on Senator Deeds by his son and his son's suicide. Of course, the governor yesterday announced this task force. He'd been promising to do so. It will have its first meeting on Tuesday. Lots of experts, lots of law enforcement people, lots of legislators, judges, mental health experts on this commission, and it will jumpstart efforts to again close loopholes gaps in the mental health safety net. This is now the second time that Virginia has done this, following, of course, the Virginia Tech mass shootings almost 7 years ago.
A state lawmaker is reviving a proposal to replace the Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Control Board with a state authority run by people with business experience. Now, it would also eliminate the six-figure annual salaries for those prized political appointments. Members of this new authority would work part-time for $50 a day.
Yeah, this is a recycled proposal by Dave Albo from Northern Virginia, but I guess it's interesting because, of course, this governor, this departing governor, tried to get the state of Virginia out of the liquor business. I don't know that Dave Albo's proposal necessarily depoliticizes ABC. This five-member board would be made up of business people, appointed by the governor, confirmed by the General Assembly. It seems to me that preserves a good deal of politics. One of the big concerns, I think, about ABC is that while it had been very much kind of a model of stability for many, many years, harkening back to its origins following the repeal of Prohibition, in the past three decades or so, it has been seen increasingly as a bit of a political dumping ground. And I think this is something that clearly Dave Alba would like to address. But notice that he is not talking about getting Virginia out of the liquor business. This is a nearly $1 billion a year venture when one considers the profits and taxes that the state generates through those nondescript package stores. By the way, we cannot forget there is a special election in Norfolk and environs on Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Could be decisive in determining the partisan control of the Virginia Senate. This is Ralph Northam's seat. He's a lieutenant governor-elect. Wayne Coleman's a Republican candidate. Linwood Lewis, a delegate. A Democratic delegate from the Eastern Shore running as well. This is a likely Democratic hold. And so party control could ultimately come down to who wins for Attorney General-elect Mark Herring's seat in Loudoun County out there in the outer suburbs of D.C. That special election isn't until the 21st of January. Assuming the Democrats hold those seats, that means it would be a 2020 Senate with a 21st Democratic senator, if you will, in the guise of the tie-breaking lieutenant governor, Ralph Northam.
Right. He could vote to break any ties along party lines on most matters, not all, I understand.
In this case, it could mean some significant, perhaps subtle, but nonetheless significant organizational changes in the Senate. Yeah. Maybe we'll be seeing some Democratic committee chairman, some shuffling of membership, though no one is going to be removed from committees because neither party has the votes to do so.
Governor-elect Jerry McAuliffe and his two Democratic running mates, a Democratic tandem, if you will, of statewide office holders, will be sworn in next Saturday on the South Portico. We will hear some kind of general comments from the governor-elect, and then he will have a more outlined legislative agenda in his first address to the Assembly on the evening of the 13th.
Yes, and of course, yesterday the governor-elect naming Morris Jones as the Secretary of Commerce and Trade. This is an interesting appointment, a real up-by-the-bootstraps guy. He's graduated from Hampden City College. He is an Oxonian, a real up-by-the-bootstraps fellow. That's an important checkoff here. Also African-American. Big business credentials, was the publisher of the Virginian Pilot, active in the Landmark Corporation, the company that publishes that newspaper, served in the Obama administration as a deputy HUD secretary. Jones likely to be a partner to McAuliffe in some of these big job programs that the governor-elect is hoping to push through. And the governor-elect is expecting to finish the cabinet appointments today, naming his pick for education secretary.
Okay, time's gone for this time. Jeff Shapiro is an analyst for WCVE News. He joins us Friday mornings at this time on our broadcast of Morning Edition. Thanks, Jeff.
Stay warm.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Malaria is among the most lethal infections.